7:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trying to sell ourselves. We'll find out more on that with editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Now it's time for three big things. Federal judge in Wichita hearing arguments today whether to allow victim impact statements from Saudi immigrants. This after the three Kansas militia members were convicted of plumbing a bomb in a mosque in Garden City.
Two.
The Florida Senate race is over. Winner is Republican Rick Scott over Democrat Bill Nelson, this following election recounts.
One.
College football. KU has a new football coach. It's 65-year-old Les Miles. He won a national title at Louisiana State back in 2007. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic this morning, stalled out vehicle eastbound Kellogg east of Ridge Road. Starting to see traffic slowdowns along Kellogg, especially eastbound. Watch out for one just past Meridian. We've also got a stalled out vehicle. It's on the ramp from 21st Street to southbound I-135. Watch for a slowdown there as well. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into Thanksgiving week. Sunny sky today and tomorrow with a high of 50 degrees both days. Tonight, clear sky, overnight low down to 26. And looking ahead for Thanksgiving, warming up a little bit. We'll be high in the upper 50s by the time Thanksgiving gets here. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest under a sunny sky, 93% humidity. It is 26 degrees on our way to a high of 50. Hey, have you thought about a Western hat you could wear on the farm or ranch, or even when you bundle up from the cold Kansas weather? You know, Hatman Jack's has the best selection in the area, and that can help you make sure it's the right fit. And saying that they have the best selection in the area is a huge understatement. They have everything at Hatman Jack's. Right there at the clock tower in Delano, what a great place to shop. Hatman Jack's. It is 7:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Yesterday marked the 40th anniversary of a huge news item. It had ceremonies yesterday at a California cemetery, marking the mass murders and suicides 40 years ago of 900 Americans. Of course, that was all orchestrated by the Reverend Jim Jones at his jungle settlement in Guyana in South America. The remains of more than 400 Jonestown victims are buried in Oakland, California. They formed the People's Temple. They conducted a service yesterday, and they all died on November 18th, 1978. Yesterday was the 40th anniversary of Guyana, and Gordon Basham is with us in the studio today. And Gordon, I'm sure you remember when that news came out, and that story was so bizarre, you could barely believe it.
Yeah, it was really stunning, and also a member of Congress was among those who were killed in that
One of those, the California congressman from the district where the People's Temple was, flew down to Guyana to investigate, and there was a lot. He knew there was shady stuff going on, and they shot him and killed him.
Oh, man.
In fact,
a woman who was one of his aides who was with him on that trip, who was shot and wounded multiple times, she is now a member of Congress, also from California, I believe from that very district.
Yeah, he formed a cult, and he had either by intimidation or through other means, just kind of led them all down to South America in a very bizarre situation. And they would, many of them would do anything he said, or they were forced to do anything he said, and they all killed themselves.
And yeah, in fact, I think that's where the phrase "drank the Kool-Aid" was originated.
Yeah, he served up the poison Kool-Aid, and they all.
How sad.
Yeah, that was a weird, weird thing, and that happened 40 years ago. Another strange story. A swimmer in Australia died of a heart attack after being stung by a stingray. He was a 42-year-old man. He went into cardiac arrest, suffered a puncture wound to his lower abdomen. He was swimming alone close to shore. Stingray punctures him in the stomach, and he ends up dying. Friends pulled him from the water, but they could not resuscitate him. Mm. And this is very similar to the death 12 years ago of the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin.
That's right.
Who was swimming around and doing an underwater scene for a TV series when a stingray, in fact, the one that got the crocodile hunter went straight through his heart.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you'd think, you know, it wouldn't happen again, but in our
lives. It's hard to believe it's been 12 years.
Yeah, it was 12 years ago.
Wow.
Steve Irwin. I'm a big fan. I played him a couple of times in Gridiron skits.
And the world has changed.
Yes, it has. It certainly has. We're trying to sell what we do best, and sometimes that's ourselves. Let's get more on that from editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Hello, Ted. Hello, Gordon.
A Howdy,
consulting
Bill.
Firm has provided good to see you, a plan for a multi-year effort to sell Wichita. Development Counselors International has been working with the Greater Wichita Partnership. DCI says Wichita should be marketed to residents in four cities, Los Angeles, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, and Dallas-Fort Worth. Surveys show that more than 70% of respondents were open to relocating into Wichita. Kansas unemployment numbers holding steady. The state unemployment rate for October remaining at 3.3%, according to the Kansas Department of Labor. That's been the rate for the past 3 months, the lowest rate in the state in the past 10 years. 1,700 new private sector jobs created in October. A Kansan has been confirmed to the Federal Reserve Board. Kansas State Banking Commissioner Mickey Bowman was confirmed last week to serve on the Fed's Board of Governors. Bowman was nominated by President Trump. She was confirmed by the Senate. A vote is 64-34. Bowman has been State Banking Commissioner since February 2017. She's from Council Grove. One other note, David's Bridal has announced that it's going to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. There is one David's Bridal here in Wichita in the Eastgate Center, south and east of Kellogg and Rock. We'll see what happens to that store. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, going back to your first story there about Wichita marketing itself to especially to residents maybe in Dallas, Fort Worth, Oklahoma City, Kansas City. I guess I understand
right.
those. I'm not sure I understand Los Angeles.
Is it really
worth it to do? Would people be enticed to move here from Los Angeles?
I don't know. According to the survey, 70% of respondents in the survey were open to relocating to Wichita. So we're going to have to dig into that a little bit more and find out some.
Well, I suppose, results. You know, once they see our housing prices and things like that,
exactly.
if the bills you're paying in L.A. certainly would pair to comparison to what you would pay here.
It's amazing the difference in the cost of living out there.
However, if you're doing a movie, with Jennifer Aniston, that ain't happening here. You have to live in L.A.
Probably
for that.
Not.
Yeah.
We should try to attract her to Wichita, though.
Why not? As long as we're doing this survey, let's get these people here.
Right.
We can do it.
Heck yeah.
Hey, short. How do you guys at the Business Journal deal with the short Thanksgiving week? How does that work?
Well, we have to push up our production time. We go to the printer tomorrow, and we print on Wednesday, actually. And to have it ready to go to the post office so it can be delivered still on Friday. So it's a little hectic around here for the next couple of days.
All right. Well, if I have time, I'll make you a nice pie, and I'll bring it by.
Nice. Thank you so much.
But don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
All right. We'll let you go. Got work to do. We'll talk to you again next hour. We'll check in again with Bill Roy for another live local business update from the Wichita Business Journal 1 hour from now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll tell you about a huge court case in Wichita, a sentencing hearing going on today. We'll tell you about sports, a huge game tonight for the Chiefs, and KU hires a new football coach. Those details coming up in sports at about 8:19 this morning. And then, of course, we'll hit entertainment news in The Blur at 8:35 this morning. Gordon Basham will handle those duties today, and I'm sure we have some great stories there.
Yeah, we do. We have some cool things. One of them involves Elvis Presley.
I look forward to getting some info on the King and entertainment news in The Blur at 8:35 this morning. You've got to be here for the big 8 o'clock hour. It's next here on KNSS.